Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and yet you are in your sins. And then they also which had fallen asleep in Christ are perished. And in them life only, in this life, they're the most miserable. But he said, my hope is not in Christ in this life only, but in the life to come. Beyond the wide borders of misery, there is a greater enemy than misery. It is the enemy of fear. The pain of fear extends well beyond the suffering, smoldering pressures of memory. Its pangs of pain are tormenting, the Bible declares. When you're afraid, it's no way to live, just afraid. And yet they declare there's a greater atmosphere of fear present today than any other time in my life. Why is fear so prevalent in this age? And it is. People are fearful. You can hear it in the news, see it in the broadcast. The reason why fear is so prevalent, it's not just a feeling. Fear is not just a feeling. Fear is a spirit. And that spirit's not from God. Paul, writing to Timothy, said, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The intensity of the end time is exacerbating people's fear. The Bible teaches us that in the end time, it declares in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. We are living in the end of the age. That's the reason problems are not solved at the White House or the schoolhouse. We're living at the end of the age. And the adversary of mankind knows that. And so with all of his wrath, he's coming down. And he finds out that one of his greatest weapons is fear. And so he wants to make people fearful. And when people become fearful, they become angry. Before somebody shoots somebody, they're fearful. Before somebody starts an altercation, they're angry, but they're fearful before that. But most prevalent of all of these, there's all kinds of fears. You know, there's the fear of separation. There's the fear of the unknown. There's the fear of being hurt. There's the fear of injury. There's the fear of loss, deprivation. Something's going to be taken away from me. I'm fearful. But still, after all of this, in this present age, psychologists tell us that the number one fear is the fear of death. I guess you're mature enough. There's some children here. But I guess you are mature enough to hear this story. When I was a small boy in Indianapolis, Indiana, some preacher told the story about where the bus depot was in the city of Indianapolis, that it was an old, old cemetery underneath that. They had to take that cemetery up to put the bus depot there. And when they did and opened those coffins, that was way before they did what they did now in dealing with the bodies of those that are deceased. But they said that the satin inside those coffins were clawed in shreds because so many people had been buried alive. Man, I lived with that thought as a kid. Scared me to death. I was so glad to find out that they embalm you now and that's not going to happen. I felt better about everything once I found that out. But it was a scary thing for a child. But there is still a tremendous fear of death. I used to have a secretary that worked here, and her mother was not a believer, and she was so scared of death. And she transposed that fear of death to God, that when she wanted to see her daughter that worked here as my secretary, she wouldn't drive up on this parking lot. She'd make her meet her over at Jordan Ford because she was so afraid of anything talking about eternal life. And there's still a lot of people that are that fearful. And Paul said in my text, it's a torment to live in that kind of fear. But friend, I want to tell you there is a deliverance from that fear. The Apostle John testified for the validity of a true Christian born-again salvation experience when he was left on the Isle of Patmos to die. And that was a prisoner's island where everybody that went to that island died. The buzzards flew overhead. The rattlesnakes came crawling up on the beach.